A year with COVID has given us the term Blur's Day, when it's no longer possible to tell what day of the week it is anymore. Some days, living under a lockdown in Kolkata, I wake up and feel like, forget Blur's Day, we've been living with Blur's Year. But while the days blur into each other, the seasons march to their own rhythm. The apples and oranges of Kolkata's winter give way to the mangoes and lychees and watermelons of summer. And then one day, the frogs in the pond start singing in happy chorus. And I realize that Blur's Day or not, time marches on. The monsoon has landed. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The monsoon is always a respite from the scorching heat of an Indian summer. The sudden darkness at noon has a drama of its own. The rain jackhammering on tin roofs, trees swaying in the storm, the garden glossy green. No wonder monsoon, more than any other season, has inspired more songs in Bollywood. Of course, it's a perfect excuse to put the heroine in a sari and get her drenched. The infamous Bollywood rain dance sequence. But a monsoon in a lockdown has a different flavor. Waking up to the sound of rain pattering against the window pane makes you want to crawl back under your sheets. And you can. You can work from home, from bed. On monsoon days, with the rain coming down in sheets, we dream of khichdi, rice and lentils cooked together with potatoes, a one-pot rainy day meal. Working from home, we can actually just do that. The last time it poured, I wandered into the garden. The pumpkin vine we had planted a few months back is growing like a weed with its trumpet-shaped yellow flowers. I just plucked them from the garden along with the okra pods growing in profusion. Batter-fried, they make a perfect accompaniment to the rice and dal khichdi. Pressure cookers around the city hiss and fizz, carrying the promise of khichdi days. The monsoon washes away the monotony of a Blur's Day with thunder, lightning, and fat drops of rain, and the smell of petrichor, that first rain hitting the dry, dusty earth. A few weeks ago, the house next door was being torn down. The deafening, grinding noise made it hard to talk on the phone even. Construction has halted with the COVID Delta wave lockdown. Where there was a house, there's just a gaping hole filled with muddy water. But when the rain falls, it looks almost beautiful. One day, a shining blue kingfisher perched on the tree next to it, perhaps hoping the pond would yield little minnows. The park next door has far fewer people these days, so boys show up in the drizzling rain to play football in the muddy field. During the evening, I can hear their whoops from our rooftop while bats fly overhead. But the reminders of a time of a pandemic keep popping up. A block of houses is designated a micro-containment zone. Bamboo barricades come up around them. A year ago, a containment zone in the neighborhood would have been an occasion for panic. Now, the pandemic is part of our daily routine. We are unfazed. A sanitization cart shows up, spraying sanitizer all over the sidewalk and the hedges and the drains. How effective it is, I don't know. But it sprays on. Television channels are filled with excited chatter about a vaccine scam.
A day after a fake COVID vaccine racket was busted in Kolkata and the suspected kingpin got arrested, police have unearthed alarming details of the modus operandi.
A man has been arrested for pretending to be a bureaucrat and organizing a vaccination camp where hundreds of people were inoculated with a fake vaccine. The rain isn't always a blessing. Last year, we were devastated by Cyclone Amphan. This year, we had Cyclone Yas. But in a time of stress and pandemic blurs day, there is something soothing about the cycle of seasons rolling on and its orchestra of frogs. Frogs call late into the night looking to attract a mate. It takes a lot of energy, renders them vulnerable, but they still do it. I just thought it was a racket of frogs keeping me awake all night, but it turns out it's also a testament to love and romance, perseverance and sheer dogged grit to keep going. In this time of pandemic, we can all learn something from that. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.